I will go ahead and continue with Arizona State coach Todd Graham. And the Sun Devils have an open date this weekend, returning to action Saturday, October 14th against Washington. We'll take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. And again, that is star one for questions. Your first question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Todd, just curious kind of what your biggest focus will be as you take on the bye.
Well, you know, our big deal was just, you know, getting fundamentally better. You know, we got a good football team. You know, we played really well against Oregon and on the road against Stanford. We just made a few mistakes that, you know, they turned the ball over once. We turned it over twice, and that was really the difference in the game. And then, obviously, the running back. I mean, this we just couldn't tackle the guy in space. And so we got to get better fundamentally, you know, and not give up big plays in the run game has been something that's hurt us. But, you know, I got great confidence that we got a good team. And in this league, anybody can beat anybody on any week. And in conference play, you know, you look at the South right now, I think there's only one team undefeated. Everybody else has lost. And so, you know, we haven't played anybody in the South yet. So you got to go and you got to compete every week. And so our focus is getting discipline, fundamentals, getting better fundamental discipline. And then, you know, getting some personnel back too. You're getting John Humphrey back. We've got some young guys like Evan Fields that we think will make us better personnel in the secondary, getting him where he's ready to get on the field more, DeMonte King, you know, and we're looking at some other things, you know, maybe with John Humphrey playing a little bit of both ways, you know, and getting guys back. You know, we lost three starters for the year, Cron Crump and Marcus Ball and Joey Bryant, you know. So, you know, we're trying to get some guys healthy, get some guys back out there, and then develop some guys that we think makes us better personnel-wise. That's our focus this week.
What do you like most about your team at this point in the season, Coach?
We got great heart, great character. I mean, you look at, you know, we start off, we have new, you know, brand new coordinators for the second year in a row, both of them. And so it was just kind of, you know, we're kind of sluggish trying to get on the same page, and we knew, but we got good players. We got good team. We got good character. We got good discipline. I mean, you know, I think we have, you know, we're number one in the Pac-12 most years and the fewest penalties, but our guys just being disciplined. We've done a good job of taking care of the ball. I think we're first in the conference as far as just taking care of the ball on offense. We got to get more takeaways on defense, but I like the resolve. I like the character of our team. I think these guys know we have a good football team, and they're working really hard. And, you know, we had a great practice today. I mean, usually on the bye week, you'll have kind of a flat practice. You know, you have to really work hard to motivate. Our guys had a sharp practice. We just got to, you know, you got to play your best football every week. You got to go put it together. We're playing the best team in our conference in Washington, I think, this after the bye week, so we got our hands full. But the bottom line is you got to go out there and got to figure out a way to win each week. And then if you do that, you'll be the one left standing in December. And so, you know, I think our guys believe that we can win, believe that we can be successful, believe that we can compete for a championship, and that's what we're going to do. So I like their attitude. I like the resolve. It's also it's my team. You know, I mean, these guys, I recruited every one of them. I just like their spirit. I like the, you know, the integrity in which they work with every day. You know, I just believe in them.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
And again, to ask a question, press star one. Your next question is from Kyle Kensing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, I had seen where this weekend after the trip to the Bay Area that Manny had gone and worked with some local kids in an elementary school. How did that come about? Were you aware of that? And how kind of important do you think it is for your players to be involved in the community that either they grew up in or in the Valley?
Well, it's very, very important. I mean, the greatest thing, you know, we are in the education business. You know, 98% of our guys are not going to play in the NFL. That's in the Power Five conferences. And so, you know, they're going to wind up doing something else, and eventually all of them are going to wind up doing something else. And so the greatest thing you can teach a young man is to be a giver, is to have a servant's heart. And we approach it differently. We don't try to advertise it and all that stuff. I don't think that's giving. I think that's marketing. But we want every player in our program is going to do community service. They're going to and they pick whatever they want to do. If they want to go read to the elementary schools, they want to go Boys and Girls Club, they want to go to the Children's Cancer Center. But every one of them participate in giving back to the community. And so I just think that's so very, very important that we teach our players that, because the greatest thing, you know, in my life has not been playing in the NFL or not coaching in, you know, college football or winning championships. And, you know, the greatest thing's been in my life is to be a husband, to be a father, be a brother, and to be a giver. And that's what all those roles encompass. And so all of our guys are givers, and that's something that we want them to participate in, and it's something they do willingly. But we also try not to draw a lot of attention to it, because I just don't think it's community service to get a camera and go down to the hospital and visit. I think we want our guys to build relationships, and it'd be something that they do, you know, year round. They build relationships in the community, and they pour into the people in the community and know how blessed they are to get to do what they're doing and give back. So that's what being a Sun Devil is all about.
And with your background, having worked in education, do you see, you mentioned it as part of the education process, you know, working within the community and that sort of thing. How much do you pull from your experience as a teacher and kind of motivating and pushing guys in that direction?
It drives everything that I do. I mean, I see myself as a teacher. I see that as our role in college, is these are student athletes, and we need to teach them how to be champions in life. And I'm telling you, you can meet any person you meet, and you ask them, hey, man, what would you die for? What's the most important thing in your life? And they're going to talk to you about relationships. They're going to talk to you about family. They're going to talk about their mom, their dad, their brother, their sister, their husband, their wife. And then also, man, you know, being blessed and being healthy and strong, being able to play football and to know how blessed you are to give back to there's a lot of people that don't have that blessing, that have misfortune and the things that you can brighten their day and pour back into them. And so, you know, I learned that myself as an educator. You know, that's why I wanted to be a teacher, because my seventh grade coach made the difference in my life. And, and he was a giver in every way. And so that's why I, you know, became a coach, because to me, coach is being a teacher. And so we believe in the teacher model, and that's what we teach here. And I think, you know, the reward in coaching is when the guys leave and they come back and you see them going on and being a police officer and giving back to the community, being a fireman, being a teacher, being a person that's a difference maker. And then especially the guys that are, you know, that are ultra successful and going to the NFL and giving back, because, you know, you don't realize that in life it's that simple. The greatest gift that you can learn, the greatest thing you can educate a person on, is to be a giver. There's nothing more rewarding.
Thank you.
Okay.
And again, to ask a question.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Todd, hey, appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend off, and talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we'll see you.